Oh, I was wondering about
BRDMs. Yeah, he's got BRDMs. So he's got 11 BRDMs. I mean, he's in trouble if he comes anywhere near the infantry battalion.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in real trouble.
I strongly suggest an TAC airstrike on that BRDM unit that's spearheading.
So where is the TAC air? TAC air is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's well within range.
Yes. Well, if that's just one BRDM unit, I strongly suggest he be engaged.
Do we care, given that surface-to-air missiles are right here?
Yes.
Or do we try it?
Troopers can hug the ground. Surface-to-air missiles have to be able to acquire a target. And I see elevations there that the SAMs won't be able to hit hit the TAC air because they require line of sight.
They're light. And the AAA is all the way over there.
We don't know the altitude.
We don't. I mean, it appears that they're not on top of a mountain range. It doesn't well, maybe, I don't know.
It doesn't look to me like they're on top.
Well, let's take a look.
But I'm seeing
remove this unit
there.
From the map.
I'm seeing geographical barrier right there.
Well, he's sitting sort of on top of this range, so he might actually who was he again? That was the damn it, we lost him.
He was the damn it.
add the SAM units to the map. Add SAM units to the map. There he is. Mm-hmm. He's back again. Who is he? We don't know who he is. Place this unit in the table. 441st SAM battery. He's got 4 SA-6s.
Forget it. Just order the airstrike on the BRDMs.
Order the airstrike on the BRDMs. Are we going to do anything about those SAMs?
Use countermeasures.
Okay, that's fine.
For an SA-6, that's old shit.
I'd like to know an estimated travel time for the mech infantry, our blue mech infantry on the right to the position where the armor, our armor are.
To be in this position?
Yeah. Estimated travel time.
Let's see.
If that's not really mech infantry, you don't want to put it with the armor.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The armor, either he's in good shape or he's in bad shape. I mean, they've got tank busters right here. I mean, I don't think moving the mech infantry over there is going to help us much. In fact, I would suggest perhaps even that we detach some armor and deploy it here.
Mm-hmm.
Display the speed for this unit. 0. He's immobile. I don't know why.
Oh. Okay.
That may or may not have any bearing on reality.
Right.
I can see if I can add the mobility blobs here. Whoops. Sorry about that. Let's see. We can take a look at the mobility blobs. This will take a little while, unfortunately. It's got to do a pixel by pixel fill. Well, in any case, while we're waiting for that, I question the utility of moving forces to the west.
It looks like a display rather than.
And I don't know exactly what is in the BRDMs. It says mech infantry. It could be Spetsnaz.
Right. Well, actually, this is Armored Recon.
That's why they die.
I need Spetsnaz.
They have a good weapons range. They're affiliated with the 3rd. I mean,
yeah.
We don't know what's in the BDRMs. It's true.
Yes.
Well, actually, but let's add combat power to the table. So, I mean, their combat power is fairly low.
I still want them out of there.
They can't bring much force.
Vehicles themselves, they can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, their function is to find out what's going on. And if the opposing commander has a good picture of our disposition, then he can make good choices. And we do not want the recon people to learn anything useful.
So they die.
Ooh. That's an interesting view.
was cute.
Well, this is a more this is a less traditional view. This the blobs are sort of their sphere of influence.
We're 0-0 on the old odometer there too.
Yes.
Low mileage.
Yeah, this guy is not too relevant here. So what are we doing here? We're going to call an airstrike, bring the TAC Air down here.
Yes.
Destroy these. Now we've got a column of armor. What the hell is this?
Is that a chem?
Let's see. Place this, add this unit to the table. Add this unit to the table. Oh, motorized infantry. Not mechanized, motorized. He's got 24 rats. 24 Rattel 20s. Hey, remember we said we didn't know what a Rattel was?
Now we know.
Now we know. He's got 40 of them.
It's an infantry vehicle. All right.
Boy, I don't like that symbol.
Yeah, I don't think that's standard.
Like an infantry that doesn't sound standard either.
I thought it was, I thought it just was this guy with wheels.
You need an X to make it infantry.
Yeah. It's, oh, well, wait, look, it is an X. It's an X with a...
Thing through it.
I'm looking at it like it's a
bifurcated.
I'm looking at it like it's a basketball.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
It does look like a basketball. Yes.
Well, the problem is the arms of the X look like a curve because of the
it's because of the resolution of the screen.
Because
your parallax view.
Right. Shucks. We may want to recommend they change that image.
I didn't think that was motorized.
No. Now that you mentioned that, what's going on? I have seen that symbol before, but
yeah. So that's the plan. TAC Air here.
They don't have to destroy the unit. All I have to do is drive it off. They don't have to take any risks.
Well, in any case, there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike here that we need to take care of, and I don't think we can engage it just with our one artillery unit and our mech inf. I mean, we can engage it, but I don't think we're going to win.
If all of our infantry is completely unengaged to the recon unit, that's good because the recon unit is there to draw fire and find out where our heavy units are. So if we can drive them off without engaging our infantry with them at all, that would be a better result.
Well, that speaks for the airstrike.
Yeah.
However, once this is complete,